Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning. Vance Rogers here at actually in Charleston, Oregon today, coming at you. And I was hoping to be able to share with you on the subject of triage of wellness. I was hoping to share as I was grounding on the beach, on the sand, on the Pacific Ocean, lapping at my feet, but it's raining. And imagine that, in the Pacific Northwest. And so this is the first storm of the fall season. We have not had any rain for, oh my goodness, I don't even want to imagine how long it's been. But grounding is one of those things that a lot of us have discovered, thanks to Niken, over the last few years, that falls into this triage of wellness. And let me set it up this way. And I do want to open it up for those of you who want to contribute on the angle of Niken. It's more than just prevention. It's actively, as I've learned from with so many different principles and theories, it's taking an active role in prevention. And Janice, before we started the recording, she was talking about that, this, you know, making the intention of, well, if my intentions are to live to be 100, we probably want to seek out, or 120. The Old Testament, in the very, very beginning of the Bible, talks about this, that the human being was created, was designed to live 120 years. That's the way everything works. But what happens is, we as human beings, we do things in our life that some of them are inherent by our parents, by examples, or the crowd we roll with, the road we run with, our society. And we start taking years off of that. And sometimes we can do it quickly. And I know there are a small percentage of people that defy this. That, you know, we all know somebody, or we have an uncle, an aunt, or, you know, father, grandfather, mother, someone. And they say, oh, they drank a shot of bourbon every single day. That's how they finished the day, or that's how they started the day, or they went through 2-pack cigarettes, or whatever the case may be. Or they had an addiction to, you know, fill in the blank, ice cream, coffee, donuts, whatever. And I heard a story once, and I won't get too much about this, but the day, this was 7 years ago, my father, unfortunately, because he has a German sweet tooth, is what we like to call it, and always had candy or candy bars or donuts or something or cookies shoved underneath the seat of his truck. And for 34 years running his own business, that's how he, you know, always had, was snacking on something, but it had to be sugary. We always kind of, we didn't make fun of him, but my mom always said he everything he ate had to be sweet. So when it came to nutrition, as far as preventative wellness, it did a number on his body. So what year was, I know it was 7 years ago, because it was our 16th birthday celebration for our daughter, and we went to visit Grandpa at the hospital where he was having his gallbladder taken out. And the surgeon explained and started sharing stories of some of his other patients without violating HIPAA laws. And he said, yeah, my youngest patient that I've removed her gallbladder was 27. And she loved to bake cakes and eat them. And he said, look at you, he explained it to her, you don't want to, you've got to come up with something, we've got to do something. Then he said that we, not you, but we have to come up with something to prevent this surgery, because you don't want to, this is not a spare part in your body. You don't want to lose your gallbladder at this age. Anyway, the end of the story was, she just couldn't do it. She couldn't stop baking and eating cakes. And she'd sit down and eat half the cake herself. It was such a strong addiction in her life. And after the surgery, then that's when the rubber meets the road, because your body needs that. Your pancreas needs that to, you know, for all the things to work and fire, you know, the way it's supposed to. And, but if we look at it from a different perspective, triage of wellness to me means these three things. Triage, trifecta, a three-legged stool. Regardless of what surface you put a tripod on, okay, something with three, a camera tripod, it won't fall over. I mean, unless one leg is unbelievably shorter than the other two. But it may not be level on top, that three-legged stool, but it will hold itself up. I mean, it will stand. And different from a chair that's got four legs, but a stool with three, a chair with three legs, tripod, tricycle, the list goes on. But the triage of wellness, the way I look at it, and maybe I've been brainwashed or corrupted in my 29 years of being aligned with Nikan, but I learned this from a paramedic. And as a trained first responder with the Corbett Fire Department, the small little town where we live, it helped me understand the active role that we have. And how Nikan plays into this is that we can learn. If we're in a mode of, we don't have to be constantly in this mode of perpetual growth. However, we need to be willing, as Alvin Toffler has taught me, have to be willing to learn, unlearn, and then learn again. So when you think about triage, we always think about, you know, these shows like ER or, you know, on TV, General Hospital. I mean, the list goes on of these TV dramas or even movies that are made, you know, based on, you know, Emergency 51, Rampart. You know, the guys come barreling into the emergency room with this person who's in trauma. And ER doctors and nurses, they live for this kind of stuff. And we've met them, we've heard their stories. But what this paramedic taught me was simply this. We have to ask three questions. And it might be worth jotting them down. They're pretty simple. I think you can remember. I didn't have to write them down because it was so simple for me. But the first question is, what did this person, what do we do to get ourselves in this situation? And 91% of people get introduced to Nikan because something we did or something that happened to us. So we have to take responsibility. We can't blame it on something else. Sure, well, we could blame it on a car accident, or for me, I could blame it on the beautiful waterfall, you know, up the Eagle Creek Trail that happened to be there. Well, that's kind of silly because it was my fault for jumping off of that 75-foot waterfall. So what did I do to injure my back? That's number one. I have to identify that the problem. That's the first leg of the triage of wellness. Number one, I did that. So something that happened, if we can pinpoint the source of the problem, then it makes it easier to come up with a solution. So number two, what now comes in with the outside people, the second leg of this stool is what can other people do? The first responders, or in our case, the wellness consultants or the introducer, the person responsible for introducing us to a plan. How do we get out of this predicament we're in? You know, again, it could be anything. Like the gal I met last night, brand new friend, and I think probably by the end of the weekend, if I follow up with her in a timely fashion, she'll probably become a customer. And this is where it gets to be fun with a live conference call, is if you've hit *6 on your phone and we can hear a power saw or something. If you could mute your phone, that'd be great. Thank you. But that second leg is now we've identified the source of the problem or the person. Now we've identified, okay, what can we do? What is the solution? And the third leg. So what did I do? The person. What can the people, other people involved, as far as solutions go, to get us out of this predicament? And this can be major life altering, like a heart attack or a stroke, or it can be minor, like a small cut or a burn or something simple. And, you know, what kind of solutions can we use? Third factor, the third leg of this triage of wellness, is simply faith. If we're all honest, we just didn't magically appear. We came from somewhere. And I reference all the time, because of my training in biblical studies, I reference the Bible as kind of my foundational book, my guide. Not a rule book, but if I want to find out what's going on in the future, it's best to study history. So I'm going to go back a little further than encyclopedias or Wikipedia, for example, things online, or Googling it. I'm going to go back a little bit further. I'm going to learn from people's examples, both positive and negative, and find out, okay, what's God's responsibility? what, as the Native Americans refer, the spiritual world, the spirits that guide us, the creator of the universe, the Mother Earth. What's that entity's responsibility? So the first leg is the triage of wellness is what happened? Who's the person responsible? Let's identify that. And what could have been done differently? The second one is, okay, now that we have some solution providers at hand, and let's let them do their job. And then thirdly, what do we have to do as far as actually believe and trust the results? Because we need to bring about change. And for some people, some of us, and we see it happen all the time with Niken, that the results can be a matter of seconds with a simple energy test. And I guess for me, the reason why I'm so passionate about this topic is because I've been exposed to it we're coming up on 29 years, just shy of 3 decades. That's a long time. And was it because I grabbed hold of the concept at the very, very beginning? No, it took me over 2 months to really grasp hold and see and then understand and believe. And I like the Missouri concept in the state of Missouri, as it's properly pronounced, the Show Me State. And I liked how Dennis Williams taught me early on. You know, he said, for Missourians, it's, seeing is believing. But he took it a step further, and I know he learned this from somebody. That seeing is believing, then feeling is actually the truth. And we don't want to base so much on feelings, not emotional feelings, but the actual physical results. And we see this time and time again with Niken, with the product. So I want to open it up. Not so much for questions, but comments. How does your story? What do you look at the triage of wellness? I know for me, even coming to be where Stacy and I are at right now, I thought, I pre-planned. I didn't have to write a list. I just thought, okay, we're going on a three night getaway. What do I want to make sure I have with me as far as prevention, the triage of wellness? What's most important to me? Obviously my insoles. Okay, they're in every shoe that I put on my feet. My power band bracelets, necklace, my Kinko ground. Because wherever we're staying, there's got to be an outlet. I can plug that in and I can ground. If it's raining, I don't have to go outside. My Niken pillow. Now, hey, I considered taking... Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Elaine. I was watching a guy who's very famous, but it was the first time I had ever seen him yesterday. They call him Sadh Guru, S-A-D-H, Guru. And he's got millions of hits on YouTube. Anyway, he had this hospital in India. And so there were a bunch of American doctors who went there, and they looked through the hospital, and they just came back, and they were actually kind of mad. And they said, "Where's the hospital?" And he said, "This is it. Where are the hospital beds? Where are the patients in the hospital beds?" And he said, "Oh, the patients? Oh, they're out in the garden. What are they doing out there? They're supposed to be patients." And he said, "Well, we give them the medication they need, and then they spend the rest of their time in the soil, in the ground, in the mud, you know." And he encouraged everyone to walk outside or to garden, literally, in mud for an hour every day. And that was just so interesting, that point of view. This wellness idea is a very, very different idea. And I've been in Niken this year for 24 years, next month. And I'm still having a little bit of a hard time really wrapping my brain around a proper concept of wellness, because it's not prevention and it's not diagnoses. That's what America thinks will keep you well, is to go have a colonoscopy, go have a mammogram, go have a something for your prostate. And if you do it soon enough, then maybe we can catch these things. That's not wellness. And Nikan offers the whole package so that we can, with, you mentioned emotions, so that we can be thinking healthy as well as feeling healthy. But I have to say, even after all of this time, I'm still having a little bit of a hard time wrapping my brain around that idea of balance, because it's just not what we've grown up with.
Well, and Elaine, the whole topic about referring to this guru in India, entire cultures do exactly the opposite of what we do here in the West, and the concept of, and we're not attacking that, I always am very cautious about that, because we're doing it's like parenting. We do the best we can with what we know. But the problem lies in if we're not open and to doing it. And when I was on a medical call 2 days ago, and I know the patient, and all of his numbers, his oxygen was perfect, 100%, heart rate, absolutely ideal for a person his age. I asked the basic questions, and I always am, you know, kind of gritting my teeth, because they don't, in my fellow first responders, they don't think I'm nuts, but they know I'm nuts. They know I'm crazy, because I'm asking simple questions, and I looked at the patient and I said to his name, and I said, "What have you had to eat or drink so far today?" And when he started listing what he had consumed, he didn't list anything, water, tea, coffee, nothing as far as a beverage, not anything. Okay, and at 10 a.m., he should have consumed something in liquid form. I'm halfway done with a huge glass of, you know, water out of the Nikan waterfall. And I know if I don't do that, then things are going to start going south.
Right.
Really quickly. You can feel it. You really can. And I just sat once. Yeah, let me finish this really quick story. Once the paramedics arrived, they went through some of the same questions from a medical standpoint of what medications he's on and all this kind of stuff. But they never, ever addressed the issue, especially of stress, the stressors that are going on. He's in the process of selling a home. He's still living on site, and he's got all this pressure on him as one person to get it all fixed up, and he's done a great job so far, but... I sat there and scratched my head, and I'm like, do I want to follow up with him later? And the answer to my own question was absolutely not. And I know that sounds terrible on my part, because I should be compassionate, but I know this man. I've known him for almost 10 years, and he's not open.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be well. So, yeah, there was another sweet voice I heard there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vance, this is your sister, Laurie. When you say open, it took me 16 plus years to be open. And my sister never, ever, ever stopped praying for me and stopped sharing Nikan. She'd drip on me, very tiny drips. Thank God she never stopped, because she had the hope and she knew what I could, and once I embraced Nikan, what would happen. She knew it. And releasing 107 pounds, my go-tos are KVB, which was a game changer. Of course, the insoles and the necklace and the bracelets and the sleep system, because you cannot lose weight unless you have a good night's sleep. Dr. Lindner has told us that over and over and over again. Our bodies just, it's almost impossible to lose weight without having that recovery every night. But I'll tell you, of late, my sister sent me the teeny tiny magnets from way back with the little round stickies, which now I can use the duct tape, and I put those things in my mask, because in Columbia, South Carolina, I am now an instructional assistant in a kindergarten class, and I have to wear a mask. It's mandated right now. I have to wear a mask for 7-plus hours a day. And I'll tell you that was a game changer this week. I want someone to do a study on me of oxygen and having how much oxygen I had the last few days when I started using it, as opposed to the time before that, because those little magnets, they worked. They worked. And
Laurie,
so it's amazing.
Because because someone's going to text me or someone else is going to ask, and I'll beat them to the question. When you say you put the tiny magnets, and I'm presuming you're talking about the magnetic, insole magnetic replacement little pads, and are you putting them on your nose, taping them to your nose underneath the mask, or no?
No, they actually aren't the replacement for the insoles. They're the, and you're going to know what they're called. They're the tiny little gold magnets way back.
Oh, okay.
Way, the little mini.
Our current product would be, when we look at the shopping cart, in the insole category, it's the top one, little replacement disc, I believe for customers, they're $1 a piece, you buy them in a 10-pack, something like that.
Right.
But they tape them on the bridge of your nose?
No, I actually did duct tape inside of my mask, and I flipped them around so the magnetic would be coming at me all day. And it was, I had four of them in there. So if I were to use the insole replacements, I'd probably put three or four in there, flip them, not put it on my skin, but put it inside the mask where that's giving me the good air and the magnetics and the good light all day long. And it was brilliant. My sister came up with that and she sent them to me. And, but everything that Niken has are game changers if you embrace it, and they all work together. You just keep using the products and let your body figure it out. That's what Dennis Williams always says. Just let your body figure it out. It'll be fine. And I have not regretted anything. The water, amazing. I mean, anything I've used, it's just, it works. It works if you work everything together. It really does. And I'm very grateful that my sister never lost hope. So if there's people you think, oh, they'll never come around, nope, they might. So it's just timing.
Especially if it's a relative, like a brother, sister, aunt and uncle, mom, dad, that kind of thing. You set the example, and they're going to think, just like with anything else, when we discover something that either sounds too good to be true or too simple, too easy. Now, a lot of times people will...
Could you say that again?
Which part? Which part do you need repeated?
Inside the mask?
Inside the mask are the tiny magnets that are the insole replacement magnets. Again, they're in the... I'm going to make sure everybody understands. They're at the top of the shopping cart. When you click insoles on the product category, they're the little discs, and taping them using duct tape or any kind of tape. Duct tape is makes it easier, but turning them around so they're taped so that the technology is going downward. If you look on the insole or the MagFlex, and I want to make sure we talk about current products, okay? Because it's no sense peddling products of the past when we need to go focusing on the future. And the current product offering, and I'm saying this with a big smile, all right, so everybody can understand. I'm not beating us up if we're latching onto something that we cannot find anymore. But our current product line, those magnetic insole replacement discs, taping them inside any mask. Now, if you work in an environment or if you're with other people, close proximity, it's just, sorry, whether you hate masks or you love masks, either way, let's look at other cultures. The triage of wellness forces us to look at other cultures that have been wearing masks for decades, especially the Asian countries, to deal with contaminants or pollutants that we are not aware of. And again, we have to be factual. So putting a little magnetic disc that has not only the magnetic technology, but the other two, the sun technology, if we can call it that, it's easier to remember, and then the horizontal earth technology. We don't have to get into the specifics. Read what's on the Niken website is the descriptions of these, and then that's the vernacular. It's easiest to use. But putting them in, this is such a brilliant, brilliant idea that when it comes to the triage of wellness, is if our culture is getting to a point, and we can get caught up and we can discuss the policies and the procedures, not of Niken, but of what our government comes up with, the guidelines. We can discuss that till the cows come home, whether we love it or we hate it. But the sooner we can just, under the least of these, is the way I look at it, is it going to kill me? We, as a first responder, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, as a first responder, when something new comes along that'll make our job faster, more effective, easier. We just simply adapt it. It's just that's the way we do it. Okay? It's just because somebody's come up with it. Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Is there a specific place that's more effective on the mask than others?
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Nancy or Lori?
I put it right where my nose was, right where my nose and my mouth were, where when I'm breathing, those mm-hmm. magnets, and remember, you've got to tape them a certain way, and the best thing is duct tape, because you've got the technology and the duct tape as well. So if you have the duct tape and you have those magnetic insole replacements, you make sure that they're faced the proper way, and you tape them in right under where your nose is, right where you're breathing, and right in front of your mouth. And I'm telling you, I felt I had more energy. I was not as tired, and I found myself not pulling my mask down to have a mask break. It was amazing.
So, like your upper lip, between your lip and your nose.
Yes, wherever your mask actually lands on your face, make sure you're putting it right under where your nose would be breathing on the mask.
Okay.
And if you want, I mean, you can tape it to yourself, but I put it in the mask because felt that was better. And put it right where your mouth is breathing in and out and you're talking.
Will it help your glasses from steaming up when you go in a building?
I actually
wear glasses all day long, and my glasses did not fog up. I didn't even think about that, but my glasses didn't fog up.
Good.
So I don't know.
All right.
Not sure.
Thank you. That sounds like a great tip. Thank you.
Yeah, Laura, you're bringing up something that, again, and Nikan is focusing on that on the blog, and I just glanced at it yesterday, that every single week they're giving us more and more information. The concept of deep forest air breathing. But what if we don't live near a forest or live near an area? What if we live in Las Vegas where there are no trees, or Southern California? Or, I mean, you just pick a spot. Like right now, the giant sequoias in Northern California are in jeopardy because, again, we've got all these different factors going on. So what if we're in an environment where we don't have that? Well, the Nikan Air Wellness, the Kinko Air, is fantastic. I think the simplicity of what you're suggesting, Lori, and again, I want to say, give a shout out to Suzanne Steele for this, coming up with this. These are things that, again, that Pareto principle, getting out of the grandstands, that 80-20 of us getting into the game and thinking, okay, what can I do? Rather than complain and get upset, be careful what moves us. Let's come up with a solution. Let's be solution oriented. And here is a fantastic solution. And what a great entry. I don't think it's going to, we don't sleep with masks, but I don't think it's going to be the fastest and easiest way to, get a bunch of people introduced to Nikan. But then again, it might. You never know. Say, hey, this is what we came up with. And this is what I've done. Super simple, especially for people who are required because of their environment. We do it with the fire department. We don't ask people permission to come into their homes wearing masks. They just know. We don't care what it is. We've got as much information as we can possibly get. But for the sake of them and for the sake of us carrying it back to our own families, it's just that simple. And maybe it'll change in the future. But we drive with the windows down now, and we do that on a regular basis. It's just simple. Here's a simple triage of wellness solution. So anyone else? I don't want to go too long today because I want to keep this as simple, but what a fantastic simple solution.
Hey, Vance, just so that everyone knows, Linda Morris did a little expose on the Nikan sleep mask yesterday. So if you look on Linda Morris sleep mask YouTube, you could probably find it and people's experiences with it.
Yeah, and that's passively as we sleep. Nikens engineered this sleep mask so that all the magnetic and all
they use it. People who, if that's the only product they have, they use it on their chest, they use it on their nose, they use it on their shoulder, they use it on their hip. They use it everywhere. But she mentioned that for the eyes, the magnets are kind of in a circle around your eye. And so those lower magnets, like Lori said, they help you to breathe. And then the ones that are above help the eye to function better.
Mm-hmm. And Elaine, let me wrap it up by throwing this in, because again, I want to be sensitive to people's time. And these are always what you ladies, what Elaine and Lori and Nancy have brought us to become more aware of. These are things that we have to make an active investment. And they're so simple and so affordable. It's simply like, let me use this one example. As we were driving yesterday, the maintenance required light kept coming on Stacy's Toyota RAV4. And she said, why is that coming on? I think we need to go to the dealership. I think we need to go to a mechanic. I said, we don't. I took an active investment in learning that a car, a vehicle, every 3,000 to 5,000 miles needs its oil changed. But a couple years ago, because my brother is a very wise mechanic, took 2 years of autoship in high school, said, no, just like what Dad did years ago with his 15 different trucks for his sheet metal business, he switched them all over to synthetic oil. All right, synthetic oil, simple wellness solution. We wouldn't think of wellness on a car, but it is. It's the same principle. You have to make an active investment. Synthetic oil costs a little bit more than regular oil. However, here's the beauty of it. It's better for automobile engines, for the gas combustion engine. It's better because it's smoother, it's slipperier, it has so many other benefits. And here's the big one. You don't have to change the oil as often. You can go every other oil change. You still need to change the filter, all right, but you don't have to change the oil. So the savings alone and having to go to a mechanic or doing it yourself like I do in our cars, because it's pretty simple, it's pretty fun. I enjoy doing it, but some people don't, and that's okay. But it's making an active investment and having the solution and altering what is the norm. Because our culture, at least here in the West, is you go to a mechanic and they do it all for you. Or maybe you live in an area where there's no garage, there's nothing to pull into to do it. But we have to make an active investment. We have to look at triage. We have to look at wellness, not just from a prevention standpoint, but looking at it from a different angle. And so, again, as our culture has shifted to something as simple as wearing a mask, and I know, I've heard all the arguments saying that, ooh, we're actually killing ourselves. That's not true. It really isn't. And I know people get worked up about this. They send me articles. But I'm going to go full circle, and I'm going to finish with this thought. Just as Elaine brought up the doctor in India, so they treat the patients, whether they need an antibiotic, whether they need something, or they need surgery. They treat them, and then they put them out in the garden. They put them out on the ground. Now, maybe you live in an area where it's already starting to get cold, and you can't go outside. Well, Nikan has an app for that. Okay, what I mean by that, Nikan has a solution for that. The Kinko Ground. What a simple and fun way to be able to ground year round. No rhyming intended there, but to be able to ground, to get connected with the earth. And I know there's all the what ifs. Well, what if you don't have modern electricity? What if you're out? It's such a minor part of our culture. The majority of us do. So simple solutions, that's what the triage of wellness is. Again, I want to say thank you to Nancy, to Lori, and to Elaine for contributing. I really appreciate you ladies. And I want to encourage all of us. Think about the way we use these solutions passively every day. May we never know what we're preventing. I learned that from Ruth Williams years and years ago. Think about that. And then when something comes up, think about it. Reach out to somebody. Make a phone call. Make a text. Write an email. Say, hey, what about this? Use the WhatsApp connection on your phone, because there are many, many solutions out there. You know, as we used to say, stick a nickel on it. where there's something that's not at 100%, utilize, you know, the triage of wellness. What happened to get here? Let's identify the problem. Number two, who do I need to reach out to, or what NECAN solution? And then let's actually have a little bit of faith and expectancy. That emotional connection, a healthy mind, is actually believing that it could come to pass. So, again, thank you all. So incredibly grateful for these suggestions.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.